Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's Wealth and Health Wednesdays. I'm here dropping off my daughter to school. And today, our special date that we're going to talk about. Give me just a moment. I'm going to say goodbye to my baby girl. Baby girl, you're here. Mommy loves you. I'll see you later, baby. Okay, bye. You got your stuff? Okay, bye. Be careful. My poor baby. All right, hopefully she gets to the office. Okay, so today what we're going to be talking about for Health and Wealth, Wellness Wednesday, is the next portion of the essentials learning, and that's how to shop healthily. But before we learn how to shop healthily, it's essential to understand what healthy is. So we're going to go over what we like to call stoplight eating. That's what we're going to be going over after these messages. So stay tuned. And we're back. I have my next co-host, which is my son, Salim. And what we're doing today is going we're going through traffic light eating. Last week we discussed, well, we touched a little bit as to why mommy should be eating a little bit healthier. Not a little bit, but a lot of it. because I mean, we're building a person, right? So now we're going to touch on what is traffic light eating, okay? In the book on page, what is it? I don't want to say page number. It's the second page. Oh, yeah, the number is there. Yes. Traffic light eating is on page 3 of the workbook if you got it. And for green light foods, we call those go foods. And these are foods you should encourage your child to eat plenty of, like throughout the day. And it's because the green light foods are high in nutrients, they're colorful, they're grown and not manufactured, and they are also called grow foods and keep you from getting sick foods. So those are ways that you can reference those foods to make kids more encouraged in eating them. Like, he's so determined to tear up my book, let me tell you. So I love green foods. Obviously, they're going to be fruits or vegetables, if you haven't caught on to that. Those are the foods that you can eat throughout the day. Like, you can have an apple with no problem. You can have carrots with no problem. Even if you're on a restrictive diet for carbohydrates, when you're on a restrictive diet for carbs, you're essentially cutting out processed carbohydrates. They're not telling you to cut out fruits and vegetables. It's the processed stuff that you really want to stay away from. So eat plenty of apples, eat plenty of carrots, eat plenty of potatoes, eat plenty of grapes, eat plenty of those things, okay? Artichoke. Now, processing would be like turning a cucumber into a pickle. That's a process. You're causing a chemical reaction to happen between those two things, and you know, fortunately it becomes, you know, nice and sour and yummy. But that's a process, okay? It's not the pure form. It wasn't grown, a cucumber wasn't grown a pickle, okay? Just to give you guys an idea as to what unprocessed means. And then if you think about applesauce versus having a whole apple, that type of thing, that is a process. Okay. For yellow light foods, we call these slow down foods. These are foods that you wouldn't eat. They're okay to eat, every day, but not too much of them. Okay. So, I'll tell you an example of a yellow food would be like a low fat yogurt. Get what I'm saying? Low fat yogurt, chicken, steak, things like that. I wouldn't even eat steak like every day. They also advise to get it bread. Like, you wouldn't want to eat like a whole bunch of bread, okay? Like cheese, you wouldn't. That's like over processed. You wouldn't do that. Okay, get it? So those are slow down foods. Cereals, that's processed. Okay? And then, my son's driving me nuts right now. What do you want? You want to look at the traffic light foods mommy has in her book? He's like so wanting to be in this thing. So that's what you want to do with that. And red light foods, right? So red light foods, they're stop and think foods. These are foods that you're encouraged to think about, like a burger or pizza. Sorry, excuse me. Like, you wouldn't eat that every day. You'd die. Like, right? So those are stop and think foods, okay? So that's what traffic light eating is. So now that you have an idea as to what traffic light eating is, what you would now go and do is go through your pantry. And you have a choice. I have stickers, again, that you can purchase from me. But you can actually go to the store and buy some day dots that are red, green, and yellow. And start your own cleaning out of your cupboards. I also do something called a smart shop, where I teach you how to shop for your traffic light eating in the grocery store. Believe it or not, all your healthier stuff is not where you would normally go, which would be like in the middle of the aisles looking for food, right? Right, Salim? Right, puppy? He's here with me. He really likes this Lean Essentials book. All right, so I'm going to close out my big book. And then what I'm going to do now, after this break, is we're gonna go over a shopping list that you could replace items that you have in your house. And this is gonna be called the essentials list. So stay tuned. And we're back again, just as promised, a shopping list. Here's a list of herbs and goodies that you could use to fortify some of the meals that you can create in your home. You want to get some brown rice. I suggest you get pen and paper. I totally should have mentioned that. But brown rice, capers, fat-free, lower sodium, chicken broth. If you're vegan, I'd go with a vegan mushroom broth. They suggested canola mayo. I wouldn't do that. I mean, if you can avoid mayonnaise altogether, great. But if you love mayo like I do, there's Hellman's makes a really good vegan mayo, to be really honest. Panko, that's the Japanese breadcrumbs, Greek yogurt, baby spinach, pre-sliced, cremini mushrooms, grape tomatoes, a good pesto spread. You can actually make that by yourself. You can actually use it to make like pizza, dishes, pasta, and sandwiches. It's really good. Fresh pasta. You can, there's recipes out there that you can actually make your own pasta if you'd like. Parmesan Reggiano, right? You know, for pasta dishes, salads, roasted veggies, you can put it over there. You can also stir it in some soup, but you never thought of that. Eggs. Okay, they're a great source of quick protein for you meat eaters. Red potatoes. And in your freezer, you want to have like corn, some edamame, okay? Things of that nature. Oh, and I forgot to, the pitted Kamata olives, canned no salt added diced tomatoes, or you can just dice up your own tomatoes fresh. I grow mine on my tower. Canned organic black beans and whole wheat couscous. Couscous is an up in the air type of deal, but for the cookbook that I am using, for simplified meals, these are some of the staples that they say you should have. I also have, a good and a bad foods list that I can send you a copy of if you are interested. Please message me on here or reach out to me on Facebook and let me know that you're interested in, you know, in getting the good and bad foods list or some direction on traffic light eating or whatever. But those are some cute little staples that you can. And here's why you want to have some of these in here. For the pantry, they say brown rice. It's one of the quickest ways to get more whole grains in your diet. Okay. Capers, they deliver a bright, briny flavor in a flash. Like, you're going to get what you like. Those flavor notes that you get from a pickle. Okay, fat-free, lower-sodium chicken broth, it's indispensable, you know, for fast cooking. I mean, that's where you're going to get... Your stocks are what's going to give your food flavor. If you're looking and or learning how to cook, you want to start out with stock. And, you know, mayo's just an overall marinade for a sandwich or, you know, or you can make a nice, moist chicken with it, too. Greek yogurt, the fat-free or 2% reduced fat, okay, is like luscious, smooth, and rich. So it's like, it doesn't have like that nasty, chalky texture to it. And it's a great sub for making dips and sauces and marinades, okay? I actually made a great Greek yogurt chicken before. My husband couldn't tell, but it came out so good. Yeah, I mean, those are just pretty much some of the reasons. Shelled edamame, you know, the green soybean, they're super convenient to, like, adding texture and protein to, like, most dishes. I cook with a lot of different types of beans, to be really honest. I drink soy milk. I drink all different types of non-cow milk. Just find one that you like, you know, by trying them all. Part of the reason why it's hard for us to trade milk out for other things, because we're, first of all, accustomed to make milk tasting a certain way on our palate. So it's kind of hard to really let it go, right? But once you try various milks and you try to go back to normal milk just doesn't compare anymore. It's like gross. Like, I can't even stand it sometimes. But those are some of the things that you can look into to zhuzhing up a dish for the casa. All right. It's your girl, Angie B. And I know I didn't make that announcement earlier today. But that's what I wanted to share with you. Again, if you have any questions as to what traffic light eating is and how to actually add more to your kitchen without making it boring, because I know that's like a fear, right? You can definitely hit me up. These changes, you have to think of them as not, just something now. You have to really think in solidarity. Like, this is the small change is going to lead to better health for me. And I think once people take that approach, you'll get the results that you want. You can't just look at dieting for dieting. You have to look at it in the long haul. What are the greater benefits of overall changing the way I eat? Those are the things you need to think about. Who am I trying to help? Myself, my family, my husband who's sick, you know, like, you have to think about these things. How is food really impacting my life? Those are things I feel like people don't think about on a daily basis. I think I told you guys a story once when I went to go enroll at the gym, and the personal trainer who was trying to enroll me and teach and sell me on personal trainings. Excuse me again. I've had a long day already. Was trying to sell me on personal trainings, and he was teaching me about food, and I just wasn't getting it because at the moment, at that time, I just didn't understand how food was just fuel. Because I was taught that food was more than fuel. That's how you love someone. It was emotional for me. Food was a gift. And I think that's the mistake that we make as parents, is that we fixate on gifting food for good behavior. We give treats for rewards rather than an activity for a reward. So food is reprised as something that we should enjoy. So in closing, if you really found value in this, please, please share it. If you want to help someone understand the difference between just eating and eating for fun or whatever, I definitely feel like this is something you should share with them. Mm-hmm. This is your girl, Angie B. Thanks for listening.